pray. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. May your word go forth on earth here and accomplish what you want it to accomplish today. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
This week, listening to Christian radio, I just got in the car, it was on, and so radio was on, so I came on, and there's a guy, pastor of some sort, didn't know who he was, and I kind of caught him in the middle of things, and he was explaining something. I don't remember what he was explaining, but he was explaining, and I didn't hear him use a Bible verse in there for like 15 minutes. He was just explaining. And I thought, how sad if we don't believe that God's word is rich and powerful. We don't believe his word is rich and powerful. And so today, we're going to just let him speak. His word is rich and powerful. And I might do a little splaining here and there, but just for clarification of a couple of things, and so you get a little bit more out of it. And truthfully, there's room for explaining, because when the Israelites came back from Babylon after being in captivity for 75, they'd gone into captivity not paying any attention to God's word at all, which was why they were so obedient. And they hadn't really had a chance to develop their understanding of the word. They hadn't had priestly service during those times. But when Nehemiah set things up, the priests and the Levites had a huge assembly, and everybody came, and And they were reading the word of God aloud, and the priests and Levites were explaining the meaning to the people. So there's room for explaining, but it's the word of God that's rich. So there's going to be short verses that talk about the word of God in today, and then some long passages where we're just going to listen to the word of God and let him speak. So here we go. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. And Jesus, when he was teaching them to pray, said, pray then in this way, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. David writes in this psalm, Lord, how my enemies have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there's no salvation for him in God. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. I was crying out to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Rise, Lord, save me, my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. May your blessing be upon your people. In the Psalms, there's this word that shows up periodically. We'll explain it here. Selah. We're going to go back to the beginning of this, third slide, and read it again. And Selah means musical interlude or crescendo. So it's a time when, and the Psalms were songs, so it's a break. There's a thought that's given, and then there's a musical interlude or a crescendo, and there's another thought that's given, and a musical crescendo, and then this one ends with a musical crescendo. So as I read this through, we're just going to pause at the breaks. Lord, how my enemies have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. I was crying out to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I lay down and slept. I woke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, Lord, save me, my God, for For you have struck all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered their teeth. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. May your blessings be upon your people. The writer of the Hebrews, we don't know who he was. Might have been Paul. Probably somebody who certainly knew Paul. Writes, "For the word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, even penetrating as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. For the word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, even penetrating as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." That one's in there twice. Isaiah was a prophet during Old Testament times, and he lived about 650, 700 years before Jesus. And he wrote, or was given these words to say, as prophetic words from God. "Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look at him, nor an appearance that we would take pleasure in him." If you don't know, this is a long passage of prophecy about Jesus and his coming. "He was despised and abandoned by men, a man of great pain and familiar with sickness. And like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we had no regard for him. However, it was our sicknesses that he himself bore and our pains that he carried. Yet we ourselves assumed that he had been afflicted, struck down by God, and humiliated. But he was pierced for our offenses. He was crushed for our wrongdoings. The punishment for our well-being was laid upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the wrongdoing of us all to fall on him. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off from the land of the living for the wrongdoing of my people, to whom the blow was due? And his grave was assigned with wicked men, yet he was with a rich man in his death. Because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. But the Lord desired to crush him, causing him grief. If he renders himself as a guilt offering, he will see his offspring. He will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied. By his knowledge, the righteous one, my servant, will justify the many. For he will bear their wrongdoings. Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great, and he will divide the plunder with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death, and was counted with wrongdoers, yet he himself bore the sin of many and interceded for the wrongdoers." Paul writes to Timothy, who is training people and was leading a church, "All scripture is inspired by God and beneficial for teaching, for rebuke, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man or woman of God may be fully capable, equipped for every good work. All scripture is inspired by God and beneficial for teaching, for rebuke, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man or woman of God may be fully capable, equipped for every good work." Psalm 119 is the longest psalm, in fact, the longest chapter in the entire Bible. And the entire psalm is dedicated to extolling and praising the virtues of God's word and its value. And And it's really tremendous to read through it. It's well over 100 verses. It's in a bunch of sections, the way it's written. And so we're going to read one section of 8 verses. There's sections of 8 verses all the way through. So here's from Psalm 119. How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. With all my heart I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments. I have treasured your word in my heart, so that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have told of all the ordinances of your mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies. As much as in all riches, I will meditate on your precepts and regard your ways. I shall delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Peter, who was this is famous Peter of the Bible, close disciple with Jesus, late in his life wrote these words. He was an apostle. He wrote to churches around the region. He says to them, therefore, rid yourselves of all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander, and like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation if you have tasted the kindness of the Lord. Therefore, rid yourself of all malice and all deceit and hypocrisy and envy and all slander, and like newborn babies, long for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation if you have tasted the kindness of the Lord. John, one of the other disciples, also later in his life, writes these words to a church who was seeing some struggles. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, because God is love. By this the love of God was revealed in us, that God has sent his only Son into the world so that we may live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God loved us, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God remains in us and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we remain in him and he in us, because he has given to us of his Spirit. We have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in him and he in God. We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. God is love, and the one who remains in love remains in God, and God remains in him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as he is, we also are in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If someone says, I love God, and yet he hates his brother or sister, he is a liar, for the one who does not love his brother and sister, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that the one who loves God must also love his brother and sister. Let your word go forth and become a settled matter in our hearts as it is a settled matter in heaven. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your word go forth and be settled. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge the world, but so that the world might be saved through him. The one who believes in him is not judged. The one who does not believe has been judged already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light, so that his deeds will not be exposed. But the one who practices the truth comes to the light, so that his deeds may be revealed as having been performed in God. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So let's give precious value to the word of God. Lord, when we have opportunity to speak, bring to mind your word, so that we can speak and say things that are in your word, because your word is living and active. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts through everything. Your word is good. Your word is settled in heaven forever. Let it be a settled matter here in our hearts, in this church, in Spring Creek, across this world. Let your word go forth as you speak it and become a settled matter in this community and in this world. Let your word go forth. Let us treasure your word as a precious, precious thing. Your word is precious, Lord. Your word will never pass away. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. May it dwell in our hearts richly, Lord. Let us long for your word as newborn babies long for milk. May we dine on your word and be satisfied. You are blessed above all, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. Thank you. Within the scriptures that I read was the message of the gospel, that those who are far from God need to come to God in repentance and belief, because Jesus has been sent as a Savior. He's the Savior of the world. He's the only designated Savior of the world, the only acceptable before God Savior of the world. So let's come. If you've never come, come. And let this be the day when doubts die at the door and new life comes in today here. So if you want to come up, or you have anything else on your mind, please feel free to come up, and we'll pray with you, encourage you, and rejoice with you. And this week, treasure his word, and dive into his word, and dive in his word, and be satisfied with his word. Fill your minds and your hearts with his word, memorize his word, recite his word, bring your word to your dinner table, bring his word to your dinner table and read it. Live and soak yourselves this week in the Word of God. It's living and active. It's settled in heaven forever. It wants to go forth in this world and become a settled matter here. Father, we praise you in all these things. Your Word is so powerful. Your words proceed directly from your mouth. They're supernatural. They're good and they're rich. We praise you, Lord. Let us honor and cherish and treasure your Word. In Jesus' name. Amen.
dismiss.
So that was your rehearsal. We'll try one more time. La, 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 la.